You're listening to SBS News.
The question at stake in Ireland's referendum on abortion is whether or not to repeal the Eighth Amendment of the Irish Constitution, which protects the right to life of the unborn. Even in cases of rape, child sexual abuse and incest, or where fatal fetal abnormalities are present, a woman in Ireland can't access a termination unless her life is at risk. Because of the restrictive constitutional laws, each year over 3,000 Irish women and girls travel to the United Kingdom to have an abortion in instead. The final days of the campaign have seen voters on both sides of the debate voicing their opinions. 27-year-old retail worker Emma Kate O'Callaghan is urging people to vote yes.
I just feel like that women should have the choice for a safe abortion, simple as that. I don't think that we should have to be like looked upon that the only reason that we can have an abortion with any kind of light on it is if we're attacked or raped, which is disgusting. I think now people just need to sit down and really think, like, what is the right decision to make? And the right decision is vote yes.
The push for a referendum began in 2012 after the death of 31-year-old dentist Savita Halappanavar, who had a septic miscarriage after being denied an abortion. She was told by hospital staff she couldn't have an abortion because of the laws in the majority Catholic country. Many health experts and doctors have joined the Yes campaign, but opinions are divided in the profession. Former chairman of Ireland's Institute of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, Dr. Eamon McGuinness, says doctors should provide counselling and care, and that's why he's voting no.
Termination up to 12 weeks is proposed. This is the removal of a healthy baby in utero. There's no justification for that. This isn't the provision of health care. We're not providing health care by removing a very healthy baby.
That's a view shared by 21-year-old Dublin student Maria Maines.
This isn't a referendum on the right to life, that we all have a right to life. You know, nobody would say to vote away somebody else's right to life. It's a human rights issue. You know, the woman and the baby should have the same equal right to life. In Ireland, we are very proud of our culture of life. We protect both lives. We know that abortion is a barbaric, regressive answer to a crisis pregnancy. It hurts women. Abortion doesn't solve anything.
The debate is being watched closely by Irish expatriates in Australia, many who are frustrated at their inability to vote. Voting rights for Irish emigrants are restricted to 18 months after leaving the country. There is no postal vote, so those wanting to have their say would have to travel back to Ireland. Irish-born Shauna Stanley lives in Melbourne and is ineligible to vote, but still wanted to contribute. By working with the Melbourne Irish Abortion Rights Campaign and other groups, $10,000 has been raised for the Yes campaign in Ireland.
Being Irish in Australia, you do feel less stigmatised if you talk about abortion, because in Australia, you know, it's legal in many states, and at least destigmatised in other states. So we do feel like we can talk about this issue without fear of judgment.
In Australia, abortion laws vary from state to state. While it's technically illegal in New South Wales and Queensland, it is lawful if a woman's mental or physical health is at risk. In New South Wales, that also includes financial and social stress. In the rest of the country, women can access a termination up to 14 to 24 weeks. However, Tasmanians now have to fly into state after the state's last abortion clinic closed due to lack of demand and rising costs. Shauna Stanley says the debate on abortion and women's bodies happening in Ireland is relevant across the world.
The situation in Australia emphasises very well how, even if we repeal the Eighth Amendment, that is not the end of the fight. We're going to have to keep going to ensure that women can access safe and legal abortion procedures in Ireland, but also that they can do so without stigma. So yeah, I do think it's all very interconnected for sure. But I hope that we can all demonstrate solidarity with each other in our various struggles, because I think ultimately that access to abortion should not depend on where you live.
If the Eighth Amendment is repealed, the Irish government would be allowed to legislate on abortion. It would bring Ireland into line with the majority of European countries and allow for abortion on request up to the 12th week of pregnancy. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.